Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson, I Am All In podcast. iHeartRadio 111 Productions. Sorry, I didn't mean to shout that, but iHeartRadio 111 Productions. And here we are, pop culture. Tara, take it away. It's good to have you back.
I know. Yeah. Good to see you.
Welcome back. It's been
Thanks.
So long.
It feels very long.
I know, right?
It was because you were sick, and then there was 4th of July. We talked about everything.
Yes, we had two. Technically, I had 2 weeks off, but
We're scrambling here. We're scrambling.
It's scrambling. Summer. You know, like in summertime, I feel like everyone's like all over the place. So
it's like the three of us. It was like the three stooges over here. Then finally, you're back.
No, I felt like we were apart for a while.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so season 3, episode 14, Swan Song Pop Culture. This is at Emily's house talking about Gran. Lorelai says, "Hey, you know what Gran needs?" Emily says, "What?" Lorelai says, "A fella." And Rory says, "With or without an umbrella." So "with or without an umbrella" is a reference to Easter Parade, a film from 1948 starring Judy Garland, Fred Astaire, Peter Lawford, and Ann Miller. Judy Garland's husband, Vincent Minnelli, was originally slated to direct, but her psychiatrist advised them to not work together.
good call, psychiatrist.
Yeah.
You get a gold star today.
Psychiatrist.
I think that's my favorite fun fact in a while. So good.
At least it wasn't the proctologist that suggested they didn't work together.
And so Gene Kelly was originally cast opposite Judy Garland, but he broke his ankle, and the part was then offered to Fred Astaire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the next one, we're still talking about Gran. Lorelai says, it's like a Dean Martin roast. Rory says, those are never funny to me. Lorelai says, yeah, they're mean. Rory says, except for Don Rickles.
Oh. So I kind of agree.
So this is the second. This is the second Dean Martin reference in the show. Last time was season 2, episode 17. But rumors circulated for years, by the way, that Dean Martin drank on stage during his performances.
No,
but it was really apple juice, and his son confirmed that that was true. It was just apple juice.
So it was all an act.
It was all an act. And
I seriously, seriously doubt that.
I mean,
The Rat Pack had more fun than anybody in the history of Hollywood.
It could have been spiked apple juice.
Give me a break. those guys were hammered for 30 years in a row.
And for this pop culture, so Don Rickles was a regular on the Dean Martin celebrity roast, and he was a guest of honor on the variety show, and he became known as an insult comedian when he responded to his hecklers.
Don Rickles was pretty funny.
It was a different time, kids, if you're listening in. It was a different time when, you know, he would not be touring college campuses today. That is for sure.
Fun fact, Don Rickles was in Toy Story.
What was he?
Mr. Potato Head.
Oh,
yeah, Don Rickles reigned in an era when people didn't take themselves so seriously, and they knew how to laugh at themselves. In fact, that was a virtue when you could laugh at yourself and didn't take yourself so seriously. Now, it's considered a weakness if you don't take yourself so seriously.
Yeah. And Don Rickles lived to be 90.
A lot of laughs.
He passed away just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
2017.
Pretty recently, yeah. Yeah. And a frequent guest in the Amy Sherman Palladino home.
Oh, really?
Yes. Her father was a comedian.
Oh, wow. He
grew up with all these guys. The big comedians. I think the Harvey Cormans and the Dom DeLuises.
Well, that's funny because Dom DeLuise's son joins the cast.
Of course, yes.
Danielle has no idea what we're talking about, and she'll find out someday soon.
And that's why Amy writes Lorelai as Don Rickles and as Dom DeLuise and the Mizell. Jokey joke.
It's all about stand-up comedy.
It's all about stand-up comedy. Yeah.
Huh. Excellent intel.
Yeah. All right, so the next one is Rory showing Jess a book in town right before she asks him to Friday night dinner. Rory says, The Holy Barbarians. I mean, what a title. And it's by a Venice Beach beatnik about Venice Beach beatniks. And to top it off, the beatnik who wrote it is the father of the guy who does the Actors Studio interviews on TV.
Oh, James Lipton.
Yes.
Right.
So James Lipton actually just passed away in 2020.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But The Holy Barbarians was written by Lawrence Lipton, and Lipton is a beat poet and the father of Inside the Actor's Studio, James Lipton.
Interesting.
Oh. I studied at the Actor's Studio.
Oh, really?
Did you?
Hallowed ground, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right, so the next one, still in the same scene, Jess says, find somebody who vaguely resembles me. Take him. Just don't kiss him goodnight. Rory says, that's not going to work. Jess says, Andy Warhol did it all the time. So Andy Warhol was the king of pop art and is an LGBTQ icon. His most famous work, he created 3 Marilyn Monroe screen print portfolios in 1967, a few years after the actress passed away in 1962. And the portfolio of the 10 screen prints was one of the first prints Warhol printed and distributed through Factory Editions, New York. And the name of the company refers to his studio known as The Factory.
So, wait a minute. What are they saying Andy Warhol did it all the time? Did what?
So then he directed a short film called Kiss, where people kissed for 3 minutes straight.
Oh, yeah. He did a lot of weird films. It's been a while.
All right, so now we have Miss Patty's show, describing her one-woman show. She says, it's part stories, part songs, kind of like Elaine Stritch did on Broadway, but without the bitterness. My working title is Buckle Up, I'm Patty.
Shout out to her leopard coat, which I forgot to mention. It was sort of a leopard shawl coat, which I forgot to mention in the earlier episode this week. Mm-hmm. Fashion moment.
I feel like she always has one good piece, like some kind of shawl, you know?
She's not listening to that advice where you're supposed to, who was it? Was it Coco Chanel that said, like, get dressed and then take off something?
Take off
Miss Patty
thing,
doesn't really
right?
listen to that. Yeah.
So Miss Patty references Elaine's one woman show, which was an autobiography, one woman show, which is composed of the antidotes of Streetch's life, as well as show tunes and Broadway standards that mirror Streetch's rise and fall, both on and off the stage, which she won a Tony for the show.
A lot of old timey references in this one. I'm waiting for the
get
to the Jen and Ben soon.
There's
Tara.
One coming. There's one coming. All right, still with Miss Patty. She says, did you know I once met the great Betty Davis? I was a chorus girl on a bus and truck tour of Guys and Dolls, Beantown. I love that town. So Betty Davis was an American actress with a career spanning more than 50 years and 100 acting credits. In 2001, Steven Spielberg paid $578,000 for Betty Davis's 1938 Best Actress Oscar from the film Jezebel.
Really?
And Guys and Dolls is a musical with music and lyrics by Frank Loesser.
Boy, talk about somebody that's got too much money. Man.
Steven Spielberg. He's not worried about his next meal. Also, no. Could we at least talk about Kim Carnes' song, Betty Davis Eyes? Because at least I know that. Remember that? That was a big hit in the 80s.
$580,000 to buy an Oscar?
That seems cheap.
Really? What's he gonna do with it? What does he want it for?
I didn't think you were allowed to auction off Oscars, but obviously.
Well, they give it to you, right?
This was 2001. Has it changed since then, maybe?
I don't know, but could you get to the good current pop culture reference?
The next one's good. Let's do the next one.
The next one's good, and it's with Luke. So this is when they're in New York. Luke says, I saw Hairspray last week.
Let's get out of the graveyard.
Luke and Lorelai were in the diner. They weren't in New York.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I meant talking about the date in New York.
I know.
So Luke says, I saw Hairspray last week. Lorelai says, yeah, I cannot picture you watching Hairspray. Luke says, it was okay. I like the producers better. Lorelai says, aren't we just a Broadway baby? By the way,
that was a very funny scene.
Yeah, I can't imagine Luke going to see
Hairspray. Because we're learning that Luke's been on these dates with Nicole, even though we haven't seen them, that we're getting that their relationship is progressing.
Yeah, he was just a little zippity doodah in that scene. I don't know.
Right, it wasn't really Luke.
No.
All of a sudden, Luke's talking about fashion and Broadway musicals.
Who is this guy?
We're getting close to the one you want, Amy.
The power of Nicole.
How
lady.
Can we pass Hairspray? My favorite rendition is definitely the Zac Efron one.
I was going to say.
Wait, that's a movie, though. You're talking about the movie?
I know, but same.
Who was the main girl?
Ricky Lake.
That was in the original stage production.
Who's the main girl? Sorry, Ricky Lake was in the main film.
Oh, the original film.
Correct.
Which one had Marissa Jarrett Winoker?
Who knows?
Oh, I've stumped y'all. Jeez. Which one had James Marsden? Wasn't
James Marsden? James Marsden was with Zac Efron and John Travolta.
And who was the girl?
Nikki Blonsky.
Oh, yeah.
And wasn't she found in, like, Starbucks? Did I make that up?
No, so it was an open, I mean, I don't, maybe she worked at Starbucks, but it was an open casting. So it was just, like, anyone.
Yep.
She may have worked at Starbucks.
I'm pretty much into James Marsden. I'm not going to lie.
I do like
him. I kind of love that guy.
What's that movie he did with Patrick Dempsey? The Disney movie?
Oh, yeah. With that girl. And they're doing a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's so famous. Amy Adams. What is that movie called? Somebody help me.
Enchanted. Yeah. Thanks, Easton.
Thank God, yes.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, so the next one is when Lorelai walks into Jess and Rory making out. Lorelai says, "I came up here for a book. It's one of Luke's." Jess says, "Well, if it's not, well, if it doesn't have Encyclopedia Brown in the title, it that narrows it down a lot." So Encyclopedia Brown is a series of books featuring the adventures of a boy detective, Leroy Brown, named Encyclopedia for his intelligence and range of knowledge. The series of 29 children novels was written by Donald S. Sobel, and with the first book published in 1963. All right, ready, Amy?
Totally. I've been waiting all day for this.
Lorelai says, "Yeah, I found everything, including a coupling. Rory and Jess? No, Ben and J-Lo."
Oh, there you go.
Iconic.
I just love that it's still relevant. So this, when this episode aired in 2003, Ben and J-Lo were engaged but not yet married, and they called off their engagement in 2004. And now they're back together in, as of April 2021, 17 years later.
I'm completely out of touch. I'm working all the time now, so I don't know what's going on in the culture. Really, are they still together?
No,
they're engaged.
They're engaged again.
But they got back together in April 2021.
Wait a minute. They got engaged?
Again. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. You can't think of Ben and J-Lo without thinking of the music video with on the yacht. That's like,
oh my God.
Ben and J-Lo.
And his hair's all like.
Totally.
I can't decide if I love them or don't. I think it's like, I don't know if I love them, but I can't stop looking.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Thank you.
Like, I don't hate it.
I'm okay with it, I think. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine, whatever. Jennifer Garner is always just going to be the top.
I know.
You can't be Jennifer Garner. Sorry. Sure. Sorry, J-Lo. Love you.
Those two better, they better make it work because nobody wants to be alone. Right?
Seriously, I do enjoy the TMZ video that captured them looking at some like fancy car and the kid
and the kid, kid got in the car. Yeah.
I mean, it must just suck. They just have cameras around them constantly, but yet I think they love it.
I'm so glad that Hollywood's turned into a place where it really matters who you're dating. I love that. Amy, who are you dating?
I can't reveal that.
Yeah, but don't you want to be super famous?
Well,
be like in the tabloids, like Amy Sugarman, the producer of I Am All In, and Ryan.
You know why I know?
Boom, boom, boom. She's now dating.
Well, I'd love to date Brad Pitt.
The drummer for the Shredded Cheesehead, whatever.
Brad Pitt, sure, but here's why I would never want to be famous. Because once in a blue moon, someone will text me like a picture that I took somewhere, and it can ruin my day if I think I look horrendous. So
But you'd be super famous.
No, I can't. If I had to be in the magazines getting paparazzi'd and just going like, I look bad, it could really derail me. And I'm just opening up to you guys about that. Like, I literally can't handle it.
You're totally safe with us. We won't tell anybody.
We don't have this era.
So like my main reason, there's probably 50 reasons why I don't want to be famous. And one of them is hideous pictures of myself. I don't really like taking photos, as people know. Like, I don't mind this. I mean, I look like absolute dog do today, but like, whatever. I hate photos. When people are like, oh, let's take a photo, I'm always like, absolutely
I'm a normal human, and I hate talking to people at the grocery store. I could not be famous. No way, no chance. Do not bother me when I'm outside my home. Just don't do it.
Do you put your AirPods on?
Like, if people came up to you at a restaurant at dinner and wanted to take like 10 photos,
I would die. I would die. Can't. We do have one more really good pop culture reference. It's my favorite.
I did like this one too.
Thank you for the therapy session on how I should never be famous. Because I look like a troll in photos and I can't stand it.
All right. So this one is while Lorelai's packing.
Probably watching, like when they look at the Instagram and going like, could she have possibly brushed her hair before? Whatever.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, this one's when Lorelai's packing for her trip. She says, I knew each piece of clothing I had to bring, down to the Spice Girls necklace I planned to wear Saturday morning for breakfast because we agreed to keep it a little whimsical. Rory says, so not your Jonas Salk necklace?
Oh.
So Spice Girls, as we all know, is an iconic British girl band. Back in 1996, when they started out, A magazine gave them the nickname Sporty, Baby, Scary, Ginger, and Posh Spice, and the rest is history.
What Spice Girls were you? Including you, Scott, you have to answer.
I always
I'd be Victoria Beckham because wasn't she a Spice Girl?
Yeah, posh Spice.
Yeah, I would be Posh Spice because I would make sure that I would date the right dude and be super famous.
I was definitely Sporty. Sporty Spice was so my gal.
I loved Baby Spice.
I'm the wrong age.
You didn't do Spice Girls?
Oh. No. I'm the wrong age.
Well, I didn't either, but I'm right. Just like going off of...
Scott's just playing along. Where I'm like...
trying to take
Scott's like, the Victoria Beckham one.
Yeah. No, because I'm 48. And
Amy,
so...
you were definitely Ginger Spice.
Because I want to play soccer with Beckham. I don't care. You know, sure.
I love David Beckham. What year was the Spice Girls like the biggest?
90s.
It must be, yeah, like 99, 2000-ish.
Yeah.
Right, so I was in college, so we weren't like... Spice Girls in it. I was
really?
Like it.
But I feel like they were older.
We were at, yeah. You know where we were at? We were at, what was it called? Oh God. It was at the, we would go to Carmel and there was a racetrack and they turned it into like a concert venue. It was like, oh God.
I mean, Spice World, the movie is still iconic.
No, never saw that. Never.
My God. I can't. I just never remember. Oh my God, that movie was
iconic.
So good.
It was so good. They all played themselves. And what was it? They were like, it was a tour bus and.
It was just great.
It was just great.
I couldn't even tell you what the storyline was, but I watched it so many times.
Same. Never seen it.
No, I waited in line to see that for a couple hours. I couldn't wait any longer.
Oh my God, you guys, that era was just so good.
Did someone just say it was 96?
Yeah, 96 is when Wannabe came out.
I'm too old. I was in like graduating high school and college. We were not Spice Girls new.
So what was like your band in 96?
Trying to remember.
What was going on in 96?
It was sort of like...
But grunge was dead,
like,
right?
Like Seven,
the 10,000 Maniacs.
Oh my God.
That's what we were at Natalie Merchant and the 10,000 Maniacs.
Samantha
Big Head
Mamba.
Todd. No, Big Head Todd, 10,000 Maniacs.
Danielle,
maybe
I get
Matchbox
you. Don't worry.
20 you. Was coming around at that time. Not Spice World.
Oh, S Club 7. Were they Australian or British?
I don't even know what that is.
I know.
That's when they started unleashing all the drum machines. Yeah. Right.
We're all in our little worlds right now.
All right. Well,
do you dream of a Spice Girls reunion or did they already do that?
They had one in
I did last night. I woke up in a sweat.
They had one had one in like 2000, I want to say 10 without,
but without Victoria, Victoria, right?
I went to that though.
How was it?
It was great. it was at Staples Center.
I just really, I hate it when it's not full. Like I, like NSYNC yeah. was my jam. You can't do NSYNC reunion without JT.
Yeah, you no. could. I would go.
I've always said that.
I actually totally respectfully disagree because when they did Coachella with Ariana Grande,
yeah,
that was rad. And I would totally go to an NSYNC concert with, you got to have JC, who was really the star of the whole thing.
So then, who's singing all the words?
JC can do it. I don't need Justin.
But he can't do all of it.
But if you think about it.
For the record, Justin should do it.
Agree. I will give you that.
Justin, just do it. That would be iconic.
He's not going to do it.
But if you think about it,
they should do it without him.
Only Justin.
He's the Victoria Beckham of that situation.
True.
Victoria Beckham should have done too.
What about NSYNC Backstreet Boys? All of them together, minus Justin. So it's like all the Backstreet Boys, and then
they try doing that.
Will never get back together because Noel Gallagher will never do it. So it's Noel Gallagher, Victoria Beckham, and Justin Timberlake should form a band.
Oh my God! Scott loves Oasis so much he can't help himself. Is it called Oasis? Oasis.
You know what I would die for? Was
it, is it called Oasis, Scott?
Yeah, you've heard of it. Okay. Give me a break. Yeah.
Wait, Danielle, please, what would you? What would you?
I would die for the Coachella of the '90s. Oh, give me NSYNC. Give me Backstreet Boys. Give me Alanis Morissette. Give me Spice Girls. Britney. Christina.
Jessica Simpson.
I'm in.
Ashley Simpson. Oh my God!
They
you guys.
All, you know what? They would all. They could all use the same drum machine.
What about Mandy Moore? In there. I would pay top dollar.
Samantha Mumba, you mentioned her earlier.
I would pay top dollar for a fake NSYNC. I'm like totally down.
Well, I will say I went to something that it was Lance Joey from NSYNC and then AJ and Nick Carter.
Yeah,
from,
it's good. Yeah. They're good.
It was great. And I will say it satisfied my like NSYNC reunion. It's never happening.
Seagulls.
Because AJ can sing.
Yeah.
If you have AJ and JC,
he can sing.
Yeah. We've gone off the rails.
Hey, listen. I did a private party with Nick Carter. Don't give me any.
We love Nick. We totally love Nick.
Let me tell you something. I did a private thing for a girl's birthday party. She wanted me to serve the coffee as Luke, and I did.
That is the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Was it like a sweet 16?
Was it a bar mitzvah?
She was 21. She was turned 21 or 22.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so yeah, I get a call. Right. I get a call from my manager saying, they want to pay you this much money to go over there and surprise her.
And you're like, I'm in.
That is the coolest thing.
I said, sure. Yeah. it's in that really nice hotel. And, in LA, and so go over and do it. And I was the one that was surprised because I thought I was the show. I wasn't the show.
You were barely the opening act.
So, who else was there? Nick Carter. Who else?
Nick Carter shows up with one of my music producers playing guitar for him,
right?
And then a keyboard player, and he put on an amazing show.
He can sing.
I mean, that guy can sing. I mean, he had us all going, da, 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 da. And we were all, what's that song? Da, da,
da, da, da. I want it that way.
I want it that way. Tell me why.
So he did all the hits, and I'm just going, damn, this guy's good.
Yeah, he's got all the moves.
He's got all the moves, man. You should have seen this dude, man.
We've seen him. We know him. We love him.
Oh, no. But one-on-one with that girl, she was like melting. She was melting like cheese on the sun.
The birthday girl?
Oh, God. And he would dance with her. He'd grab her hand and he'd get on her knee and sing to her. I mean, this dude's done this before. Hello?
I think they do that in their shows, right, Tara? They bring somebody on stage.
Not anymore. They did in their Vegas residency.
Have you not been seeing on TikTok all the New Kids on the Block TikToks from their tour?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please. These ladies are dying.
Oh, yeah.
Donnie Wahlberg knows how to work a crowd. Oh,
Nick Carter worked that room, I mean, it was just, he's so good at that.
Yeah.
And he was having such a good time, and she was so delighted. And I'm sitting there thinking, all I did was serve a couple of cups of coffee. And, you know, nobody's even looking at me no more. And then they'll start discussing, like, you know, he started talking to her about, hey, I'm doing a show in Vegas in a couple of days, and, you know, you're all invited. And I'm like, I want to go too.
Oh, how cool.
She turned around and gave me a dirty look like, you're not going to.
Oh, my God, I love it.
No, I'm kidding. Awesome. I'm embellishing.
It's great but stories. He was great.
He was great. Wow. Mm.
We love the BSB. Talk to y'all later. I love the boy bands. I love boy bands.
Oh,
listen, yeah. It doesn't matter when you're up close and they're singing and you can hear those great songs, and those great melodies and those great voices. It's all good music. You know, it's all like, wow. You know, it really, you know, you pay attention, man. It's nice stuff. So, yeah, I love music.
Talk to y'all later.
Okay, kids. Thanks for downloading. We'll see.
Can't wait till next week.
Yeah, next week. Wow, that's good. Big episode.
Face off. We don't know.
You know already.
I looked it up. It's good.
We think we know. Yeah.
It's a big one. All right. All right, everybody. Be good. Be safe. Bye.
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 Everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at @IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.